or the storms of life.
We're into the final weeks of midterm elections. That means November 2nd, D-Day, for some incumbents. Might see some new faces in Washington. Will it really matter? Tough to say. Flip a coin, because it's hard to change the political machine. Don't we know that? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. Right coast, left coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We always invite you to be a part of it. I don't care what your ideology is. Left, right, confused, sick of it all. It's all good, my friends. It's about that chatter and creating that conversation, the water cooler buzz. What can we do? What can you do? Oh, there's a lot to be done. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The number one thing you can do, especially if you're tired of the things you're hearing, like you're on Social Security, you're not getting an increase, you busted your rear end your whole life, you paid your taxes, geez, you were a good person, you did everything you could to help the poor people, you put money into the church, you did X, Y, Z, and now it's your turn, and geez, there's not enough money to give you that cost of living increase bump, even though you paid into the system for however long you paid into the system for. But that's a small frustration on the scale. There are even bigger fish to fry, and a lot of that hasn't kicked in yet with health care reform. People who are confused don't understand what it means for them, what they're going to have to pay in their premiums. That's always the big concern. What is an office visit going to be? Pre-existing condition. Okay, maybe there you don't have to worry. Great for kids. That's already kicked in. And then for adults, it will kick in the next couple of years. But what a mess it's become for the bigger corporations and for the small businesses. And when things are messy and when things cost more, guess who gets to pay for it? All of us. That's the way it works. Because there are bean counters, and you are an expendable item on the list, or you might be an expendable item. I'll never forget, I had a friend one time who told me when they weren't making the money they were supposed to make in a broadcasting corporation. And so one side of the ledger had to knock off 20 people, and the other side had to knock off 20 people. When they went into the office to talk to the manager, who just wanted the 40 spots gone because it was going to add up to whatever the number was, $1 million, $2 million, and that would help, and that would mean that everything would be okay, and they would be on the positive end, and it would look good on the books, and it would look good for the shareholders. So the one compassionate, concerned manager was very upset at having to cut out 20 people and said to the big boss, well, I have this situation, and this guy has kids, and this person is this. And immediately the manager stopped the underling and said, I don't care. I could care less who the people are and what their stories are. I don't want to know. Just get it done. Because if you can't do it and you can't cut the 20 people out, I'll find someone who can. Ooh. And that's what you're living with. That's what it's come down to. And unfortunately, if health reform was supposed to be the opposite and was supposed to help people, oh, you don't have health insurance and you're worried about these spiraling costs, unfortunately, a lot of the insurance companies are trying to get ahead of the ball, trying to get in front of it, and you're going to feel it. It's just a question of what company you're with, how much they're going to take on, and how much they can't afford to take on or won't take on, and what that means to you. So that's part of the frustration. That's part of why I think we're going to see record numbers when it comes to voting. And please, I hope so. I hope that people who never vote but always talk about it actually dust off their voter registration or get one and go and do it instead of sitting on the sidelines and saying, it doesn't matter. I can't do anything. It's not going to make any difference. It's not going to change anything, because that's not true. If more people voted, it would change things. Listen, what's the number one worry or concern for a congressperson or a senator. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want to lose their power. They don't want to lose their influence. They want to get elected again and again and again so they can stay on the gravy train and so that they can have the power that comes with holding the office. That's what it is. And the longer somebody's in office, then they get out, the more boards they're on, the more friends they have. You know how this works. So you do have power, my friends. You do. I mean, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're sitting there in a one-horse town that you love, that you grew up in Missouri somewhere, or Illinois somewhere, or Kentucky somewhere, or you're in a big, bad suburb that's overcrowded and has lots of problems because it just wasn't built for the amount of people that are now there, or your city's being overrun with illegal immigrants, and that's causing problems at the school, at the health center, at the whatever. You have a voice. Use it. Use it instead of just complaining. Don't sit on the sidelines. All right, coming up later this hour, we've got We Can Counts, one of my favorite things that we do on the show because it's all about numbers, isn't it? It is all about numbers. And we're going to tell you what some of those numbers are, some of them positive, some of them negative. Also, we're going to take a look at, besides the politics of it all, the lighter side, believe it or not. Some of the news you can abuse stuff that's happening right under our noses, where you could get a good laugh or two. Everybody needs to laugh, especially since we're all digging our heels in on the soapboxes that we can't let go, which is good. It's good to feel passionate. It's good to feel like you need to spit it out, but you need to laugh a little bit too, so you're not wound so tight that you're ready to spring on somebody. And speaking of springing on somebody, man, this is crazy in New York City. They've got 8 gangs or gang suspects who were arraigned after they tortured 2 teenage boys and a man in what's being called an anti-gay attack. So they were arraigned on hate crime charges, and they just stood there in the courtroom with their heads down, as it was being described to me. They were cuffed, and their relatives were sitting there crying in the courtroom, because it's always that why question. Why did this happen? What's the deal? And at the hearing, the assistant district attorney in New York, Teresa Gottlieb, said that during the attack, each victim was asked before they were beaten, is it true you're a fag? So the charges against the defendants include robbery, assault, sexual abuse, unlawful imprisonment as hate crimes. And the 9 members of this gang, they're the Latin King Goonies. How do you come up with these names? The Latin King Goonies gang heard a rumor that one of their teenage recruits was gay. Then they found the teen, stripped him, beat him, sodomized him with a plunger handle until he confessed. Then they found a second teenager they suspected. And you know how the story goes, tortured him on and on as it went. And these are younger guys, younger kids for the most part. Not all of them. Some of them are in their 20s. But they have a chance to go away for a very long, long time. Sad. This on the heels of what happened to that Rutgers University freshman, Tyler Clementi, who killed himself after his gay encounter was blast all over the place online. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come this is done. One more time. Crazy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good to mama.
All right, I promise I'm going to push my soapbox aside. Just a second. You might actually hear it move. There it goes. Sliding it away so you don't have to deal with it for a few minutes. I did jump on the soapbox to talk about the whole thing about voting because it infuriates me that more people don't vote. And I guess that's because I know I've told this story too, so I don't want to sound like I'm the old man on the porch that's whittling away, lecturing. But it was a real eye-opener for me when I was just barely eligible to vote and was off covering the elections in Mexico in Chihuahua. And you had the two parties, the PRI and the Panistas. And, you know, here I am, the green reporter, and knew very little about what I was getting into. It was television. And then you see people stuffing the ballot boxes and you see the soldiers with the guns just kind of walking around watching it. And that's the idea. They want the ballot boxes stuffed and that's all it is. So really the people voting was an exercise in futility because it was predetermined who was going to win. And that was an eye-opener because we live in a country where we can talk about voter fraud. Yes, we have had some problems. But theoretically, it is supposed to be about the freedom to vote and voting and having the cleanest election possible. And the idea that you get to pick who you want to represent you. If more people took that to heart, honestly, from the very first time you're allowed to vote all the way up until you take your last breath, it could make a huge difference. Elections have changed people's lives. Elections, when you pick the right person who you know is fighting, they can't move mountains and do everything. that you hope they do that's on your little list of I want to see this, this, and this. But there's a better chance of it happening if you're more involved. It's just easy not to get involved. That's what it is. It's like these days with neighbors. You may live in a neighborhood where you know your neighbors, and bravo. And they keep an eye out on the stuff that's happening around your house, maybe when you're just not there during the day, or you've run off for a hunting weekend, or you're just chilling with people on some lake somewhere. But they keep the eye open for you. But more the trend is to not know who's around you. People just zoom in their house, zoom up the back alley, and that's it. Close out the outside world. You want nothing to do with it. And that's a shame. And that's the same thing with voting. You have to have something to do with it. You can do absentee balloting. There are ways around it. If you have some kind of reason that you can't get there on November 2nd, I get it. But there are ways around that, too. So I hope we see a killer amount of people going out to vote. I really have a good feeling that that's what's going to happen. And then how are some of these elections going to be? Which way are they going to go? How is it going to swing? Well, the president is obviously concerned about that. He was in Philadelphia trying to pull off some moves of his own, because it's a question of when you're the president, some people want to ride on the coattails and some are concerned and probably don't really want to ride on the coattails. But in Philly, that wasn't the question. Philly was, yeah, absolutely. We'll take anything we can get. If you're going to help us and try to fend off the Republicans for us in a very Democratic area, we are absolutely hip to that. So what you're going to hear here is a little sound of the rally. And then after that, you'll hear the president talk about the drive and the change. Take a listen.
Thank you. When you get in your car and you want to go forward, what do? You put the car in D. If you're going backwards, what do? You put the car in R. That's not a coincidence. You want to ride forward. Put it in D on November 2nd. Philly, let's prove them wrong. Let's show Washington one more time. Change doesn't come from the top. It comes from the bottom.
All right, I got to admit that line was pretty clever about the D and the R. That was floating around. I saw that somewhere on the Internet, too. But that was good of his, the president's use of that was clever. And so you can hear he's kind of losing his voice there, and he's trying to help, and the rally was... There were thousands of people that went to this rally, but will it actually help the candidates in Pennsylvania? We'll see. We move on to this crazy story. A New Jersey Republican congressional candidate is slamming his opponent because now they've got evidence that the Dems planted a Tea Party candidate in the race to siphon off conservative votes. Check it out. The Republican is John Runyon. The opponent is John Adler, and he says this is everything that is wrong with politics in our country. He even says, look, I would ask for an apology, but an apology from someone like this congressman would be meaningless, so it's not worth it. He spoke at a news conference as Adler, who's the first-time Democratic lawmaker in his campaign, didn't say anything about a report from actually my hometown's newspaper, the Courier Post in Cherry Hill, where they said Democratic ops that would only anonymously talk about it confirmed that the Tea Party candidate who's messing up the election for John Runyon, his name is Peter DiStefano, was put on the ballot by the Democrats. And they say that, you know, the Tea Party organizations have denounced this guy since he entered the race in June, and they called on him to quit. There were 50 or so Tea Party so-called activists that stood outside in protest at a restaurant where this guy was scheduling a fundraiser to DiStefano on Friday night. How about that? The lengths that people will go to win an election, planting a Tea Party candidate who was not a Tea Party candidate at all. So now that they've been outed, they're not answering any questions. And this DiStefano wouldn't answer any questions about the what the newspaper was saying it was just hearsay, that he's an average guy running for Congress on the independent ticket. But the West Jersey Tea Party group says they're going to file a voter fraud lawsuit against Adler next week. He's denying the allegations, and his campaign is, and wah, wah, wah. But you get it. I'm just giving you the story because it's crazy that they would take that risk of planting someone, knowing that he's not really who what he says he is. He's not representing that. Although you could say, that could be half of Congress. They're not really representing what they say they're representing, but how crazy, huh? All right, we move on from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and the fake Tea Party candidate scam that they have working there. Once you threaten lawsuit, boy, people really back down. They might have to actually confess to that. And if they do, does that affect the way people vote? See, that ultimately is the thing. Has it already been destroyed, the credibility, or was there never a chance of that happening? Because it's a very Democratic area in the first place. It's almost like, why would they even do that? Why would they even go there? Makes no sense. Don't know how many of you are driving around in one of these, but it's always interesting to see what the recalls are about. So Daimler AG, which is the second largest, did you know, maker of luxury cars, is saying that they're recalling about 85,000 Mercedes-Benz models after a steering flaw that make it difficult for the cars to be controlled. That's nice. You want to know what they are? I bet half of this audience is driving around in the 2010 C-Class Model 204 or the E-Class Model 212 or the 2010 11 E-Class Coupe, the Cabriolet Model 207. Anyway, the idea is the power steering system might fail because of the loss of power steering fluid. That's nice. You pay for a luxury car, in some cases, that you can't afford because it's about the illusion, and then the darn power steering doesn't work. See? There's something about this story that I actually like. And, you know, they're recalling them. Isn't it Mercedes-Benz's hold their value? But if you've got this power steering thing, you better steer it into the car dealership somewhere where you live, you might want to do that, okay? All right, here's something else, too, that's worth mentioning, and we're going to do that on the flip side. I don't know how many of you are trying to get in shape and you're doing the biking, walking thing. Have you ever had any problems on the trails with any encounters with the bikers when you're a walker or a jogger or vice versa? Sad, sad story I'm going to tell you about that has to do with a trail in Dallas, Texas. And what happened on that trail that is starting to happen in some other places, and I'm wondering if you are wrestling with the same thing. It's the right to the road. Whether you're on a cycle or you're walking, who has the right of way, and what happens when there's a pedestrian crash? Very, very sad ending to this story. And if you want to throw in your two cents on any of the things that we mentioned, you can do that along the way. Of course, the water's very warm. 800-259-5791.
And duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
by the case, or by the pallet, Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Other people have encountered this. There's a weird, quiet problem that's happening in, I mean, it's happening everywhere, whether you're in a, you know, a real urban area or a more suburban kind of place. You've got these bike trails, right? And it just happens to be Dallas. The story is terribly sad. At one of the trails in Dallas, the bikers, you've got bikers, you have dog walkers, you have pedestrians who walk along, and it's very, very pretty. And all kinds of people take advantage of the nice weather. I mean, we're in the fall now. And there was a 28-year-old girl last week who was jogging on the trail when she turned into the path of a bicyclist who was apparently flying down the trail. The collision caused her severe head injuries. She was thrown back, hit the cement because she was in the cement part of the trail, and she died. She died in a freak accident, to be sure. Now it's opened up this conversation about bicyclists riding too fast and then pedestrians, you know, you're walking along, you're bopping your head around to your music, and this is old people, younger people, all kinds of people, and they're not looking when they're making the turns, and then tragedy strikes. In this case, obviously it was terrible what happened there. So my question is, I guarantee there's people out there that walk, I guarantee there's people that ride bikes, and on trails, and these are trails all over America, they have trails like this. Has it gotten kind of rough when it comes to the cyclist versus the walker or the person with the dog? I noticed there is a deal. It's like I have a dog. All of you know that, right? So when I walk the dog and I have a friendly, sweet puppy who wouldn't harm a flea, but you can tell when people are really anti-dog or afraid of dogs or whatever because they'll do a circle around you if you're walking down the street, even though you definitely have control of this dog, that you'll see the people look almost panic-stricken and they walk across the street. They do a crossover or they walk a circle around you or whatever it is. And I've luckily encountered people on bicycles who are flying down the cement. I mean, they are flying, and I think that that's the whole deal. They're trying to get exercise, but I'm not so sure it's the right place to be doing that because of the people who are walking. But I will say this is usually when I've been walking, somebody will say, on the left, on the right, on the left, on the right, whatever. They give you that warning, so at least, you know, there's the warning. But with most people wearing a headset, they're not going to hear that. So I'm curious if this is a problem across America, because I think it is. And then bicyclists in the street and whatnot. Matt, in Minneapolis, certainly there are bike trails. Is there kind of a little battle between whose spot is it? Is it a, you know, it used to be just people would walk. You'd have a walking path. But now people are rollerblading and cycling and all that stuff. Do you have that? Have you noticed a battle where you are?
We're actually a pretty bike-friendly place, and we have designated bike paths and then walking and running paths.
Oh, that's good.
So it's all separated.
So it's all separated.
Yeah.
So you just know if you're somebody, you live in Minneapolis, wow, this is great, today I'm going to walk and I have the walk path, or today I'm going to ride my bike, but it's clearly marked for the bike.
Yeah, it's pretty much separated. I mean, in the most cases. I mean, obviously it's not going to be everywhere, but for the most part there's your walk path and then your bike path. So it keeps it all separated so we don't have that problem.
Yeah, that's great. And that's what cities, I think, need to do. I think that would end some of the problem, because anymore, people are not paying attention anywhere you go. Their heads are down, they're texting, they're listening to the music. I mean, I'm sure I've been guilty of it. I try not to do that, but you're not paying attention. Somebody could walk into something anyway. That's why I don't understand. You know, as much as I have been on the bike of plenty of back of a motorcycle plenty of times in my life, and I like the feeling of, you know, when you're out on a cycle somewhere, man, the way people drive now, it's the same thing with the distractions, with the texting, with everything else. I don't know how they see you half the time when you're on the road, because you can't, you know, you can't prevent what they can't see. So you might be a safe driver or rider. It's the same with these trails, but the people around you aren't safe, and you're just doomed. And boy, I think one of the saddest stories I've heard, the 28-year-old girl just jogging, gets into this collision, and poof, you never know. And here it was due to was there was no separation like Matt said they have in Minneapolis, and unfortunately it ended up costing this young woman her life. All right, as you can see, if you just tuned in, we scattershoot. That means we talk about everything and anything. Why? Because we all have a little ADD, and when you have a little ADD, you like a little of this, a little of that, and there's nothing worse than pounding the same point over and over and over again. Ugh, we don't have that kind of attention anymore. And it's most of us, almost all of us are this way. Things come to us in snippets, shall we say. So I'm going to give you this snippet. If you haven't been to the movies lately, I went to see Social Networking. I think I talked about this, and it was pretty good. It focused around the legal battle of the Facebook founder and his best friend who sued him, and then another group at Harvard who sued him for stealing the idea and all that stuff. And it was actually kind of intriguing, whether you like Facebook, hate Facebook, don't get the whole thing, whatever. And here's a little snippet of the movie.
Are you all right? I need you. I'm here for you. No, I need the algorithm used to rank chess players.
Are you okay?
We're ranking girls.
You mean other students?
Yeah.
You think this is such a good idea?
I need the algorithm.
All right.
I need the algorithm.
All right, so he's talking about their designing. That's part of the design of Facebook. And the movie was number one at the box office again, so this is 2 weeks running where somehow it's striking a chord, probably because people are Facebooking and they want to know the backstory of it, or they're just intrigued by the story in general, or whatever. But it is number one at the box office. It's almost at the $50 million mark, which is pretty good if you consider this. I consider it kind of a sleeper movie. So it struck a chord with some. Coming up this week, when we do our cheap movie review, one of the movies that we'll look at is a movie called Red. And this movie has Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren in it, Morgan Freeman. And the premise is that you've got retired spies who are incredibly dangerous and bored in their personal life, so they jump back into the action. And I'm wondering if that's going to be able to knock off Social Network and that movie. Or will that continue to rain? Because that's, for 2 weeks running, to have that close says something. And I don't know if it's the buzz over what everybody is always already intrigued by, or they want to know the backstory, or what it is. Or maybe they're just curious about the acting in it. Because you've got Justin Timberlake as part of the crew, and you know, there's some other famous faces that I think you'll recognize if you go and see it. I don't want to give away the whole story, but at almost 50 million and counting, the story of Mark Zuckerberg and Jesse Eisenberg playing him has definitely struck a chord, and it might get toppled this time around with that movie Reds. All right, on to a couple of other quick things here as we turn the page and head for the final stretch of this hour of ATN. I said it was kind of going to be one of those things where we lighten the load a little bit here, and that's why we're talking about movies and, you know, some other things. It's certainly not light to talk about the accident that happened on the biking trail, but I know a lot of you bike and walk and whatever, so just be aware of of what's happening around you if you don't have a separation of those paths. That's why I brought that up. How about this? I didn't talk about this. Saturday Night Live took another jab at the Delaware Senate candidate, Christine O'Donnell. Almost like Sarah Palin, they're trying to catch wind with her because people know who she is. And they're making light of her campaign ad, pretty much. That's what they did. And they had the woman who's spoofing her say, "I'm not a witch," which was the line, "We played the ad for you. I'm not a witch," and then went on to say a couple of other things in the ad. The actress who spoofed her, I think it was Kristen Wiig, and she said, "Isn't this what the people of Delaware deserve? A candidate who promises first and foremost that she's not a witch. That's the kind of candidate Delaware hasn't had since 1692. So they're liking it, because strange politics make for possibly more ratings for Saturday Night Live. All right, stay hooked in to America Tonight. Hang with us. You're not going to believe our next story, part of We Can Count, coming up around the bend.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. Check this out. It was just merely a ride from the airport that five French tourists were taking, and they'll probably never forget it for the rest of their life. Talk about water cooler buzz. This is their story. This is the story that is going to be told over and over and over again. And what is the story? Well, a man ended up pleading guilty to leading a police chase in an illegal airport shuttle van. Ian McFarland copped that plea to a felony assault in exchange for a 90-day jail term. What did he do? Of course, he was the driver. McFarland faced up to 7 years in prison. When it's all said and done, we'll see what he gets. But on to the real story. How did he get to this position where he was cuffed and standing in front of a judge? Prosecutors say McFarland and a driver directed tourists to their van at Kennedy Airport in New York. What do they know? They get in the van, they're excited, they want to see the Big Apple, they want to take a big fat bite out of it. Je ne sais quoi. An officer trying to stop the van from leaving was hurt as the chase began. Police busted the two in June of last year after the van crashed into a stop sign. The French tourists were being driven all over the place in this wild chase. Oh, that gives new meaning to be careful when you step into a van where you don't know the driver. And that's almost all of us when you get out of an airport and you go and hail a cab. In fact, in New York, it's interesting. It's like clockwork at Kennedy or even Newark in New Jersey, but LaGuardia the same way. There's long cab lines. You get in and boom, next cab, next cab, next cab, next cab. And you just jump in, barely you get your luggage in, and they are off to the races. But they were more than off to the races in this van ride. Like I said, they've got a story for the rest of their life to tell about kind of a Popeye Doyle kind of chase through New York. How about Colorado? They decided, you know what, we're going to make money off of pot, and that's what they've done. Officials in Colorado Springs say they've got a record monthly high, get it high, of nearly $57,000 in August from sales tax from medical marijuana. The newspaper there is saying that's about a 12% jump from July. So far this year, Colorado Springs has collected $325,000 in pot sales tax, nearly three times last year. Medical marijuana, as you probably know or don't know, is one of the states, Colorado. It's been legal there since 2000. So, you know, in California, they're talking about the whole marijuana thing, which they are always talking about, and legalizing marijuana, and they could tax it and think of the money they could make, and they're in so much trouble. Wouldn't that be just a great thing? And you'll have some in law enforcement cops who say, absolutely, I don't smoke pot, but who cares? Who gives a rip if somebody else smokes pot? We'll tax it. We'll make money that way. Then there are others who say, no, that leads to more drugs, and it's a gateway drug, and then somebody could end up on coke or heroin or meth or who knows what. So I think it's just like you can put it in the same package as the abortion argument, gay marriage argument, and pot. Those are the three that I don't know that the getting high and taxing it, the marrying some of the same sex, and getting rid of a baby. I don't think any of those three things will ever get full on across the board support enough so that things change either way. I mean, in this country now, of course, it's legal to have an abortion, but there are parental things when it comes to younger girls, and there's always discussion about making it illegal and going before the Supreme Court, and again, these arguments are not going to die. So we moved to Kansas, and we were talking about bikes earlier and the danger of bikes and some of the accidents because things aren't clearly marked. But for the most part, when people get on bikes, I think they, if it's a casual kind of pedaling they're doing, they want to get a little exercise and relax. If it's I'm hardcore to the wall and I'm going to ride 100 miles, I want to be in a bike race, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight, I just want to do the triathlon thing, and this is one of the legs of it, then you're looking for a different kind of bike. So there's this company called Pioneer Bike. They make an electric-assisted cycle, and it's called the Eco Bike. And it looks like a mountain bike, but you've got batteries that are mounted on the rear fender, and they power an electric motor. It goes about 35 miles an hour. Wouldn't this just be like a scooter? Before it needs a recharge. And they're designed, they say, with the American market in mind because they're built for bigger riders. And they can go longer distances. The electric bikes sell for about $1,600. Does this not defeat the purpose then? I don't get it. Matt, am I losing something here? $1,600 for that, or you could buy yourself a Vespa.
Oh, what?
A Vespa, you know, one of those scooters.
Oh, a moped.
Yeah, like a moped. A moped
deal.
Might be less, wouldn't it?
I do not know. I'm a car guy.
You've never had a moped?
I know. My buddy, he lives in Hawaii. He has one.
A moped?
Yeah, because it's easy for transportation down there. But up here in snow country, it's not that popular.
No, that wouldn't be good. You'd have how many months you could actually use the moped. So even these electric bikes wouldn't be a big deal in Minneapolis or anywhere in Minnesota because you just have your standby bike. But the purpose, I mean, I think what they're pretty much saying is some people want to ride a bike, but they can't go longer distances because they're too heavy. So isn't that the idea to kind of work up to it? I don't know. Maybe I'm just losing. I'm losing that story. I don't get it. All right, how about this from Detroit? This is a good one. And this all falls into the numbers of the whole we can count thing. There was this guy who was a big Spartans fan. You know, we do our little sports shorts thing, and we get the sports deal when you have passion for a team. And his name is Major Hester. And he was supposed to have a pacemaker installed in his chest last week. But he said he wanted to wait. He told his doctors he wanted to wait. You know why he wanted to wait? He wanted to watch Michigan State's game. Yeah, he wanted to watch the Spartans play Michigan in Ann Arbor. He says he was willing to risk his death to watch the game. He didn't want to take the chance something might go wrong during the procedure, and if it did, he'd be fine with that. So now, later this week, he's having his pacemaker installed. I don't know. There's something about telling the doctor, you know, the whole bag of excuses you could have. Can you tell the surgeon that we need to put it off for one more week? I have to go see this game. I want to watch this game. It's too important to me. Pacemaker, save my life, watch this game. Hasn't, no offense, Major Hester, but haven't you heard of the DVR? Couldn't someone DVR the game for you and you go back and watch it? So you're under, you tell everyone to shut their mouths and not tell you what the final score is, and then you watch the game afterwards. That wouldn't be a bad idea. You recover, you're sitting there, you're bored, and you get to watch the game. I think it's a great idea. All right, this is interesting. Erie Energy Products, you know who they are? Nah, I doubt you do. They chop up old newspapers and other paper products to produce insulation. It's a Pennsylvania company, hence the Erie Energy. They process about 80 million pounds a year. So that insulation in the attic is what it's about. What they do is they take the newspapers, they treat it to make it insect mold and fire resistant. They recycle this paper, of course, because that's what the deal is there. So it saves energy, but it also keeps a lot of paper out of the landfills. You know, I tried to see what this looked like. I'd be curious as to what the installation was like and how well it works. Because, of course, your first thought is exactly that about newspaper. Well, gee, isn't that a hazard? Wouldn't that be a fire hazard? But obviously not the way they pull it together. And not a bad idea. I mean, there's a going green thing that we could probably all agree on, right? I mean, that's a real deal. You don't have to have, why have all the stuff in the landfill? Why not take the paper and recycle it? We do this thing where we take the paper and you can make bricks out of it and then use those bricks as fire starters during the winter. I'm sure some of you in those colder regions, that'd be the perfect thing to do with the newspaper. Food for thought.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.